USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Another mass shooting in America. The second one in just 4 days, this time in Chesapeake, Virginia. An employee at a Walmart store opened fire in a break room Tuesday night, leaving six dead and injuring at least six others before shooting and killing himself. That his identity has been released publicly as 31-year-old Andre Bing tells us that the authorities have at least spoken to members of his family. Normally, there would be a next of kin notification before an identity is publicly released. Police in Philadelphia are looking for a silver SUV that they say may have been involved in a shooting near a high school Wednesday that left four teenagers wounded. There's been no word on what led to the shooting. Philadelphia Police Department Chief Kevin Bethel spoke passionately about the need for change in his city.
This is unheard of. I mean, the schools, I've said this multiple times, the schools are supposed to be a safe place. I'm born and raised in this community. If you go to high school, it's supposed to be safe. It's not a place where you come up. That's coward stuff. Pulling up in a car and shooting from a car, I mean, where are we at? And we need to have parents and other folks involved in this conversation, because those folks who drove up here in the car, well, now their parents know they have guns. What are they doing?
It looks like someone stole the cookies and the jar at FTX.
A substantial amount of cryptocurrencies, FTX's assets, are either missing or stolen. A lawyer for the failed company said in court, Tuesday's hearing is exposing FTX's bankruptcy case as its new leaders begin chasing down whatever assets they can find. Daniel Roberts on Fox Business is the editor-in-chief at Decrypt.
$8 or $9 billion in the hole in terms of customer withdrawals that are owed. The damage here might be more. A lot of funds that are just missing, vanished. There's been accusations of a backdoor between FTX and Alameda. That was Sam Bankman-Fried's other company. Hilariously, in a tweet, he said, that was just incorrect internal labeling.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by Govmint.com.
Have you heard? A recent stash of 1904 Morgan silver dollar coins has been found. These gorgeous 1904 O silver dollar coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck. This is a key date for silver dollar collectors, and only a limited quantity are available. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone interested in silver coins. Just call Govmint at 1-800-222-1975, and you are guaranteed a mint condition 1904 O Morgan silver dollar featuring the iconic O mint mark of the New Orleans Mint, the final year of production. But with limited quantity, you must call now. These 1904 O silver coins are still in uncirculated condition. That is 117 years of history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-800-222-1975. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-222-1975 now to secure your 1904 O Morgan silver dollars before they sell out. That's 1-800-222-1975.
Alex Jones has lost a bid to water down the nearly $50 million damages award handed down by a jury earlier this year over the InfoWars host's false claims about the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre. Texas Judge Maya Guerra Gamble on Tuesday ruled that Jones should pay the $45.2 million in punitive damage that a jury awarded Sandy Hook parents Neil Heslin and Scarlett Lewis in August, in spite of a state cap that would have limited that amount. The jury also ruled that Jones should pay $4.1 million in compensatory damages. AAA estimates that about 55 million people will be traveling for Thanksgiving this week, including this woman from Atlanta who arrived at New York City's LaGuardia Airport.
We had to arrive 3 hours prior to our flight. It went uneventful, and we're here now, and I'm happy. Going to see my sister.
Seven Michigan State football players have been charged with assault stemming from their roles in a brawl against University of Michigan players after their game on October 29th. Kari Crump was charged with one count of felonious assault, while Itavian Tank Brown, Angelo Gross, Justin White, Brandon Wright, and Zion Young were each charged with one count of aggravated assault, a misdemeanor. Jacoby Winman was charged with the misdemeanor of assault and battery. All seven Spartans that are facing charges were suspended for the incident, and Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh demanded serious consequences. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.